This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, January 6th. God's word to you today is, what will it be? Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 16, verse 19, from the Common English Version, and it says, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth. But he will not allow anything that you do not allow. In the delivery of your destiny, you have to engage in purposeful violent conflict in order to weaken the opposition, establish dominance, and to destroy and crush the opposition. We said yesterday that the opposition does not mean human beings, so the focus is not to destroy and crush people. However, spiritual forces cannot operate without human beings. Do you know that God cannot operate on earth without human beings? This is why he tells us that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The Bible tells us that we are kings and priests unto God. Similarly, Satan and his demons cannot operate on earth without human beings. It is an occultist priesthood that is maintaining their altars and invoking all sorts of things. So sometimes, inevitably, when you deal sufficiently with the spirit, you will see some physical manifestations. But we are not interested in fighting people because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Someone very close to me would often say, you must never become the subject of a witch's testimony. God is magnanimous and merciful. There will be witches that will be saved. When they do, most times, they disclose their deeds in the kingdom of darkness, and the people that they afflicted, stole from, cheated, or killed just for the fun of it. However, that witch is now saved and will go to heaven. You have to resolve in your heart to crush the powers of darkness when they try to come near you. I am all for people repenting, but I also know that people have free will. Some people will never let some demons leave them. You have to engage in purposeful violent conflict in order to weaken the opposition, establish dominance, and to destroy and crush the opposition. If the person must go with the spirit, then it is his or her choice. Are you ready for this? You cannot deliver people against their will. At a service, the power of God fell, and a certain lady began to manifest all kinds of strange spirits. There was a particular demonic spirit that was difficult to cast out. The Holy Spirit said, ask if she wants to be free of the demon spirit. So they asked, and her response was, no, because it gave her power to control her husband. You have to fight, and sometimes it will get bloody, particularly when it involves people in your life that have chosen to yield themselves to the enemy. You need to decide, are you going to remain a puppet all your life, or are you going to get up and fight? Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, as your life thrives in me and your life is light, let it be impossible for darkness to thrive in me and around me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.